Park City Police Captain Rick Ryan says the amount of information is limited surrounding the burglary suspects until they are formally charged. But he says they feel good about apprehending at least four suspects in the rash of burglaries that have taken place around Park City, mostly in public parking lots. He says the suspects are not local.
Individuals that we've identified who are responsible for around 15 of the auto burglars that we've had. It's a couple of different groups. You know, we've attached about, half a dozen or so to each of our suspects. They're working, like maybe a couple here is working together. Another couple is working together, unrelated.
The burglaries have been common over the last several months. He says the burglars have entered public parking lots, most times in the light of day, and either break windows or just open unlocked doors. The groups, he says, typically have one common denominator, drug involvement.
The trailhead right off of 224 across from the White Barn, the LDS Church parking lot, on Monitor, the Mark, the ice rink out on Gilmore. And then we've had a few other random Empire Pass, Gold Dust Lane, in Prospector. So, yeah, we've had, some like single hits in neighborhoods and then multiple hits in parking areas.
The burglaries, he says, have not been focused just on Park City and that these groups work a circuit between the Wasatch Front and back.
Yeah, they're good at it. They do it all over. And these individuals have been connected not only just to Park City, but to several areas in the Wasatch Back and the Wasatch Front. Numerous, numerous.
The police have recovered a substantial amount of stolen property.
We have recovered some of the stolen property. A lot of the items that were taken and used were credit cards, and they'll use those real quick, and then then they're done with them. But some of the property that was taken and even purchased with credit cards, we've recovered.
Ryan says while burglaries aren't common occurrences in Park City, this episode should serve as a reminder to secure both cars and homes.
People still have a false sense of security that I really wish we could get their minds changed, get that mindset changed, that, lock your doors, secure your property where people can't see it. We do have bad guys that come visit us and prey on that.
That's Park City Police Captain Rick Ryan. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.